Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back with details on all your markets coming up right after this.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
Well, triple-digit losses redeveloped in lean hog and feeder cattle futures, with traders focused on the potential of weakness in grain markets, sparking larger short- and long-term production. Live cattle futures continued to hold narrow losses due in part to moderate gains in boxed beef values. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower in light trade, with September corn futures about 3 cents lower. Stock markets, though, were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 5 points lower, while NASDAQ is up 8 points. Narrow price shifts held throughout the day in all live cattle futures, as traders quickly looked past the pressure in cash cattle trade and focused on the potential of bringing some much-needed stability back into the cattle complex. Firming beef values helped to limit selling pressure, although overall tones of the market remained weak. Last-minute position shifting was being done today in the August feeder cattle futures, which expired at noon today. This market shift accounts for the only positive price moves throughout the complex today. The rest of the market held strong losses, with nearby futures holding triple-digit losses. Trade through the feeder cattle futures complex remains extremely light, allowing for even more price volatility through the complex. Traders continued to focus on the price spread between live and feeder cattle markets, which may actually spark some additional pressure through the market over the coming weeks in order to better support fed cattle margins. Grain futures, though, were mixed today as traders debated yields ahead of the latest export details. Outside markets also had an uncertain tone as they waited for news on the Federal Reserve's Jackson Hole Conference. Corn prices were a little softer after choppy two-sided trade overnight. Supplies, though, should be more than adequate to meet demand, regardless of which side wins the debate over yields, keeping prices on the defensive. Soybeans were lower, which took futures to their lowest level in 8 days. The 25-day moving average for November came in at 988 and three quarters today for downside support in anticipation of the market not holding. Wheat prices tried to buck the bearish trend, though, posting modest gains after some contracts broke to new contract lows yesterday. Minneapolis September was steady after a two-day plunge of 30 cents that derailed its August rally. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network.